Rembrandt is one of the rare artists who devoted equal energy to both painting and printmaking. And in printmaking, we see him often taking risks that he may not have been able to take in commissioned pictures. Since these images are on an intimate scale and made with relatively cheap materials, Rembrandt didn't have to concern himself with satisfying an individual patron. He could satisfy himself and hope that there would be a market for his prints as he turned them out. And indeed, there was. These were very popular works of art, and they spread Rembrandt's fame. The prints usually preceded Rembrandt's paintings in traveling throughout Europe. For instance, a patron in Sicily saw Rembrandt's prints and became so taken with them that he ordered paintings from the artist. In this fine grouping of prints that show self-portraits, that show nudes, that show religious subjects, landscapes, other types of portraiture, all kinds of things that Rembrandt was interested in, it becomes a miniature world. And Rembrandt allows us to enter in. He also allows us to enter into his creative imagination, because as we look at these prints, we often see the traces of earlier thoughts that Rembrandt left behind. For instance, the large upright etching of the Death of the Virgin. If you look at the lower half of the print, you'll see that the Virgin's bed has been set on an elaborately shaped platform. But if you look further, you'll see that Rembrandt originally thought the platform should be in another shape, sort of like an amphitheater. But Rembrandt only partially erased his earlier thoughts and left them for us to see as he went on his way.